Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude our special study on Christian persecution. This is part two of two.
But the liberal calls good evil and evil good. So don't go to a garage sale at a liberal's house. No, I'm just kidding. That's not the point. But the point is, know who you're dealing with, folks. You will not only face accusations, but blatant lies and hypocrisy, again, as Kim Davis has been facing. Here's a couple of examples. These sodomites who showed up don't live in her county.
Wow.
We don't always want a marriage license, but when we do, we drive from Ohio to the only office in Kentucky not issuing them, and we bring the media. This is a game for suckers. Folks, I'm telling you, don't believe what you're seeing on the news. Nothing. Until you check it out. We live in 1984. It is not truth on the news. You want another example? How many of you saw the little baby laying face down on the beach this week? The family that was coming from Syria? The boat capsized, the man survived, his wife and two kids died. How many of you saw that? Yep. Actually, it's probably a good thing. You're not watching the news. Some of you saw it. They tried to make you think those people were escaping Syria in order to go to a better world, better life. Look it up. The man needed new teeth, and he was trying to get to Canada because they have free health care there. That's the truth. Look it up. His the aunt of the children who died is interviewed admitting that's what the whole purpose of them traveling was, to try to get to Canada for free health care. Had nothing to do with a better life, to get away from Syria. But the news media uses that.
Yeah.
They'll use anything to push their agenda, and most of the time their agenda is just drama, so you'll tune in and they'll have the ratings. Will you ever wonder why they go after, they kill their, they eat their own? Liberals are cannibals. They eat their own. And you see someone like Bill Clinton, who's as liberal as it could be, but you see how they went after him with Monica? It's because, hey man, we love you, Bill, but man, these are great ratings. Yeah. It's all a nasty game to promote Sodom. Here's another example. This thing over here is a lesbian judge named Tanya Parker. I say thing, I'm not trying to be mean. I don't know what she is. It is. I can't tell. You can't tell these days. That could be a dude. You know, if you're a dude and you hack off your penis, that doesn't make you a woman.
That's right.
It just makes you a dude who hacked off his penis.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And this lesbian judge, watch this. This is where liberals who defy the law are celebrated. Conservatives who do it should be shot.
Yes, amen. That's right.
This lesbian refused to perform heterosexual weddings for 3 years. She said she will not perform a heterosexual wedding until homos are allowed to get married. She was painted up as a hero. None of the hypocrite liberals said, oh, she should go to jail. But then you got Kim Davis, who simply won't give out marriage license to sodomites from Ohio. And she should go to jail.
Wow.
Yeah.
There was also, during the interview when they were talking about Kim Davis, they also were talking about a judge who had already made
yeah.
a decision that he was not going to...
Yeah, you're getting ahead of me. I'm going to show that.
Okay, sorry.
But wait, there's more. That's why I put that in there, because I know... A lot of you guys have been watching this stuff and you're full of information. Hold on a minute and see if I don't bring it up. This man is a criminal.
Amen.
Amen.
If Kim Davis should be in jail for ignoring a Supreme Court fatwa for their Muslim president with no basis in American law, as she obeyed Kentucky law and fulfilled her oath of office, Barack Obama should be removed from office, charged with his crimes,
yep.
and arrested and tried for ignoring the laws regarding immigration and welfare reform.
Right.
criminal. If she's in jail, Barack Obama should be in jail.
Amen.
Bunch of lying, hypocrite liberals.
Amen.
Folks, listen. This is real life. This is where you live. This is the world you live in. Your country is controlled by lying hypocrites. Your media is controlled by lying hypocrites. Most of the professing churches calling themselves Christian today are controlled by lying hypocrites, and you better wake up to it.
Amen.
And then there's this. Criminal.
Yeah.
Kim... Listen, Kim Davis refuses to obey an unjust law and violate her conscience, and she goes to jail. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, gets people killed in Benghazi, breaks the law by storing classified information in an unauthorized location, and she's not in jail? Is this America or Nazi Germany? It's Nazi Germany. You are under the Gestapo. The only thing that's missing is this. And Barack Obama hates the Jews as much as Hitler ever did. He just can't get by with the Holocaust. He's going to get by letting Iran do the dirty work. That's why he's giving Iran the bomb. And Americans are too stupid to take a stand. And all these guys that have their rear ends up Obama's rear end, or their heads up Obama's rear end. That's the picture I saw, a bunch of people, their head up his rear end. That's exactly what this country looks like. Mm-hmm. It is sickening. As a child, I grew up looking at Hitler and thinking, Americans could never be like that. You're like that, America.
Yeah. Right.
You're a disgusting nation.
Amen.
Amen.
Repent or perish should be the motto of the United States of America.
Amen.
It ain't in God we trust. They don't trust in God. We could go on and on and on. The point is, we face persecution ahead. Right up to the time of the rapture. That's it. What's it say? 2 Timothy 3:14. This is prophecy, folks. Read that. But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. Dead babies on the beach that had nothing to do with running from Syria to a better life, but had to do with daddy wanting teeth. Deception. Deceived and being deceived. A woman in jail because she won't give sodomites marriage license whenever the president himself is a criminal, when the ex-secretary of state who's running for president is a criminal, and neither of them are in jail. You got judges who have done much more severe lawlessness from their bench, and they never went to jail. Here's the reality. You can't coexist with people who want to kill you. And you just look at that, and you're looking at liberalism.
Yes.
I've made this message as clear as I can. 1 Corinthians 14:8 says, "For if the trumpet give an uncertain sound, who shall prepare himself to the battle?" A lot of preachers will mealy-mouth around this stuff and throw a bone out once in a while. We need to make it clear, folks. The line is drawn in the sand. Sodomites hate the God of the Bible. Islam hates the God of the Bible. And between the two of them, they'd kill all of you if they could. That is not an uncertain sound. Amen?
Amen.
Are you prepared? Here's the theme of the day. And are you willing? Real quick, just in case you're wondering, in the Bible, you remember the Egyptian midwives? Lawbreakers.
There you go.
Exodus 1. You remember Rahab the harlot? Lawbreaker. Joshua 2 and 6. You remember Jonathan, son of Saul? He defied the king who was his own father. 1 Samuel 19. You remember Jehoshaphat and Jehoiada? The story of Joash? Some of you, I'm not going to ask you to raise your hand. Go to 2 Kings 11 and read that. What about the wise men in Matthew 2?
Yeah, that's right.
Remember? They were told to come out and tell Herod where the baby Jesus was.
And they went to their own country another way.
That's right.
Amen. Etc. We can go through even more examples. That's all we got time for. But I want to show you one more. Back where we read in Acts chapter 5. And when they had called the apostles and beaten them. That's their best life. And beaten them. They commanded that they should not speak in the name of Jesus and let them go. So the apostles went home and obeyed, right?
No.
Wrong. The apostles' response was twofold. Now watch this. Because if you can't respond with both of these responses, then don't try to stand for the Lord. And I'm preaching as much to myself this morning as I am you. The first response was praise. Yeah. Oh, that's the hard part. Look what he did. Verse 41. And they departed from the presence of the council who had just beat them, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. Shame in front of the eyes of men. Folks, don't expect to be a hero. If you are persecuted, most of your Christian friends are Judas, and they're going to run. Or I should say, Judas will betray you, and then most of them are like Peter and the rest of the apostles when Jesus was crucified. They're going to run. You'll find yourself very alone.
Yes.
They rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for his name. That was the first response. The second response is disobedience.
That's right.
Not of God, but disobedience of the laws of man. And daily in the temple and in every house, they ceased not to teach and preach Jesus Christ. Wait a minute, they were told not to do that anymore.
Oh, well.
They were given an order by the Supreme Court.
That's right.
Oh, well.
That's a hate crime, Thomas. Stop it. Tell me that's any different.
Yeah.
Go thou and do likewise.
Amen.
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 Listen, folks, I've got phone calls from people saying, one of your people. Now, you don't belong to me, but I'll claim you.
Okay.
Pastor Miller, one of your people is putting these scripture cards down here all over the place.
Hallelujah.
And I say, that, well, in this case, it was Mike Kaler, but
oh, no.
And I'll tell you another one I got, and I knew it was Mariah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Mariah.
And I'm, you know, God, Jesus says to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. So I said, well, you know what? I'll see if I can find out who exactly is responsible for that, and I'll have a word with him. And so I said, Mike, do you need more? Are you running out of cards? We got. And I said, Mariah, I got a phone call today. She's just looking kind of like, wait a minute. I said, did you? She said, yeah, I love you. I love you. And gave her some money. No, I'm just... But, folks, I'm here to tell you, you better be careful and pray about what you do.
Yeah.
But if you're doing right, I don't care if it's 3 a.m. and you find yourself in trouble, you call me, I'm going to be in your corner.
Amen.
And I don't care if I have to go to jail with you.
Amen.
And as God is my witness, I want everybody to look at me right now. As the Lord Jesus Christ is my witness right now, I'm telling you the truth. As long as you're not doing something ridiculous like throwing Molotov cocktails at buildings.
Oh.
There have been Christians do some stupid things. I'll tell you, you're being stupid if you do something like that. But if you're standing for the Lord and you're being a witness and you're preaching the truth, mm-hmm, and you're persecuted or you're facing jail time or whatever, I'm going to be there. You have to call me, though. I'm not a mind reader, and I haven't bugged you people. I don't have, you know, things clipped on your car to know where you're at, GPS. I've had people get in trouble, and a week or two later let me know about it. I can't do much about that. But you get in trouble serving the Lord, you make sure you call me.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
And I have a feeling that a pretty good number of people here, if not all of them, will be with you too.
Amen.
Small church,
yeah,
making a huge impact is better than a big church that's useless.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this encouraging message for anyone who's really saved and sold out to you. We thank you for the privilege to live in this dark, wicked age and to be a light in the midst of this darkness, to preach the gospel and to take a stand for righteousness. And Lord, I pray everyone take this seriously this morning, to do some inventory, to know for sure that we're prepared and we're willing. Talk is cheap. We don't want to just be talkers. We want to be doers. We want to do what you've told us to do. But Lord, we're not opportunists looking for trouble, and we don't have a martyr's complex. And I think everyone here would agree we'd rather not have to go to jail. But thy will be done. And whatever we do, may we do it not to bring glory or notoriety to ourselves, but to simply serve you faithfully and honor Jesus Christ. In his name I pray. Amen.
Take the name of Jesus with you.
Jesus of Nazareth was crucified. Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. From the cross, Jesus lays and cries. They parted his garments among them. A darkness fell over all the earth.
Fall down.
worship the image, and if they don't get into the fire, they must go. Nebuchadnezzar asked them once again, won't you bow down when you hear the band? But the Hebrew children told the king, our God will deliver us from the fiery ring. No, we won't bow down, down to the ground and worship the image. No, we won't, cause our God will deliver us, even if he won't. The furnace was heated hotter than hot, and they threw them in tied up with knots. The big strong men that threw them inside were burnt by the fire, and they died. They could not fall down, down to the ground and worship the image, and cause they won't into the fire, they all did go. Inside and saw four men to his surprise. He saw four men, could not believe his eyes. The fourth was the Son of God, Jesus Christ. The king told the boys to come back out, servants of the Most High God, no doubt. The fire had no power, God delivered them. He delivers his own and he'll do it again.
Amen.
Amen. Worship the image, no we won't, cause our God will deliver us, and even if he won't. We won't fall down.